Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's son put a hole in his neck. These people expect me to throw they set. Please, mama ain't raised a follower. I'm on a make the dollar, bro. Hope ain't a strategy. I will not play the lotto, bro. I'm on my way to God above. I will not doubt, bro. I am a brave survivor. The money it stays inside of my mind. Pushing that clock, ain't no time to rewind. But who that think I'm sweet? They gon' be salty. You gon' try to figure out why you just fought me. You don't know me, mom. You gon' be salty. You gon' try to figure out why you just fall. G's bars, bitch. They be strictly for my dogs. The chips I made, this is strictly for my God. My niggas who done died. We gon' ride. Soon as we figure who done shy. Burn, 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 go gorilla. And niggas ain't woke, they on their pillow.
Surrounded me, you know I roll with them travelers, boy. All of them ready to battle the war. All of them got 40 calibers, boy. I told my mama I do what I gotta to make us some moolah, to move us up out of the hood to a place with a moozle or lighter. All we can say is a cool matata. All she can eat is the strength that she loves. I'm doing it, mama, I'm lifting us up. I know my brothers and sisters is tough. I know y'all don't want to live in the muck. I won't allow it to happen, I swear. We ain't finna go out bad. If a nigga threaten my investment, then nigga, we can go out back. I make them tumble like Jill, piss at the dough. Kick nigga, we don't know about Jack. And when they leave, we load up the truck. Finna find out where your house at. I will pray for forgiveness, but talking to yourself's a little weird, don't you think? Oh my God, this is Zaire, don't you think?
This is strictly for my dog.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to tonight's show. Welcome to Divine Mothers Radio. And it's Sunday, which is normally we had discussed having a show about religion and things of that nature and the differences in religion. But for whatever reason, I've been fronted with a lot of people who've been asking me to have various topics that I personally was trying to stay away from, because I know I have friends in various walks of life. And I think, you know what I'm saying, that first, before saying anything, because I don't really try to offend anybody, but it's just certain shit that I don't agree with, you know what I'm saying? And there's so many things that are happening in these days, you know what I'm saying, that it's just really appalling, you know, to just hear half of this stuff that's happening. But before I get into the discussion about all the negativity, I just wanted to take the time out to say that there are some of us who are not on the receiving end of negativity. There are some of us who have good things to say about these days and times. There are good things that are happening for us. And, you know, for all of those who are experiencing that, I would say stay doing what you're doing. Stay on that right side regardless of what's spiraling around you. Stay centered. If you can stay centered, then everything, you know what I'm saying, will be okay, and what's happening won't directly affect you. I had a discussion with a friend of mine earlier, and she was just ecstatic about all of the wonderful things that are happening for her in life right now. And I just think that it's important to, in the midst of all the chaos and all the negativity and all the dirt slinging, that we also, you know, pay attention to the things that are working in life. That's the way to make it through. That's the way that I do it. If things are not working, I don't focus on what's not working. I focus on what is working. And then sooner or later, everything works. That's just the science to it all. But I guess I'll start my conversation off with, I think I'm going to wait on that particular topic, you know, that I was going to say. But let's talk about some of the things that are happening within our nation. You know, there's a signing going on. There are things being prepared for that we're not aware of. And a lot of my friends and my listeners are Christians. A lot of them are Muslim. A lot of them are Nuwapians. I have some that just don't deal with any of that shit. But the real deal is, regardless of your walk or your way, everybody knows that we are up against things that are out of the ordinary. There are things happening that have not yet been explained before to us, you know, things that they had not been considering as possibilities to happen. There are many things that are going on that we are not being taught or told that we should be paying attention to. You know, one of those things is the condition of affairs, and I'm going to go ahead and hit it, even though my co-host isn't here yet. She's working, but I know she had a strong opinion on it. But one of the things that people wanted me to talk about was this whole gay marriage shit. And I said I was going to stay away from it. You know, everybody in my life knows how I feel about it. Everybody that's around me knows, you know what I'm saying, that I am not with it, and they know why. You know what I'm saying? Being of the lost tribe of Israel, I refuse to put my hands on certain shit. That's just my choice. Some people are saying that they're Christians, and they're still choosing to go against their own book, which is puzzling as hell to me. You know what I mean? And I don't get it. I don't get it. But what I see is that there's going to have to be a choice. Seems like the church is going to have to step in. And either the church is going to bow down to man's law, or the church is going to uphold God's law. And that's what I say to all of my Christian friends. We are all experiencing tumultuous times when it comes to our way of life. We're all having things said and thrown around, you know, that belittles our way of life and our thinking already. So when it comes to the time where you got to choose, you know what I'm saying, I say to all of my Christian friends, what are y'all going to do? What are you going to do? Are you just going to turn the other cheek? You know, I don't even know whether that's fair to say, because in my mind it's graphic. I see ass cheeks turning. So you're going to turn the other cheek and let the homosexuals come into the church, and we are the world and all of that, and you're going to ignore what is written in your own book? Or are you going to take a stand and uphold the laws that were in existence prior to any of this declaration that happened and make a difference that way? But it's a real interesting thing, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all turns out. You know, I stand on the side of those who agree with, if this is your way and your way has laws, then you should abide by the laws of your way. There is no way that you can tell me that you should be a homosexual and a fucking Christian. That shit don't match to me. It just don't match, because that says that the God that's in that Bible that you're using don't even like your ass. So why in the hell would you be saying that you're a Christian and you fucking gay? I don't get that shit. It's an abomination, and I think it's interesting that they waited until now where we under Obama's nation to deal with this abomination. You know what I mean? And that's just my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion about shit, but this is just my fucking opinion about it. I don't fucking appreciate, you know what I'm saying, on our Savior's Day, which is the 26th of June, that the whole fucking world gets to look at the United States of America as a fucking butterfly. I don't like that gay shit. I don't like that gay shit. I don't like no gay-ass White House, goddamn Fruit Loop-ass goddamn colors. I don't like that shit. Because that says to the other people around the country that these mugs are confused. There are men that want to be women and women that want to be men, and we can go over there and we can bust all of them aside the head. And another thing that y'all got everybody goddamn thinking is that everybody is with that sweet booty ass shit. I am not with it. And I said I wasn't going to cover this topic because I didn't want to step on no goddamn toes, but I'm not with that shit. I have sons and daughters, you sick ass fuck, and I don't want my children to go up being gay. I don't want that, and I don't think that it's cool that now I got to be looked at sideways because I still want to uphold laws that were here before y'all faggots even touched down. And I know y'all got a problem with that word, too, but this is just how I feel about it. These are my children that I'm raising in this environment that's no longer conducive for them. Meanwhile, a whole tribe of y'all asses ain't having no children. Y'all ain't making no babies. Y'all ain't raising no nation. Y'all are against nature. But what the hell y'all want seems to take the forefront. I don't like that shit. I don't like it. I ain't never liked it. I don't stand with it. Y'all some grown-ass motherfuckers, man. This shit don't make no sense. And the things that they are allowing to happen is causing the downfall further of our nation. What are we going to do? I saw this video today, and I think I see my co-host on the line. I see you, co-host. I'm going to pull you in 1 second. I saw this video today of this country fried-ass goddamn faggot, right? This old nigga with Barbie doll blonde hair ass fucking weave gonna deliver a message so fucking emotional. Like Shim couldn't even handle the fucking shit they were talking about, and they call us ignorant because we can't accept they gay ass. And then they had the nerve to say, this old faggot ass motherfucker had the nerve to say that, oh, I'm not even dealing with y'all African-American issues. Y'all always want to call us, stand up for black this and stand up for black that. But if y'all call me, I'm not coming. I'm not rolling with y'all because y'all wouldn't stand in and help us fight our shit so we can get this old pink ass church and this old goddamn rainbow crispy ass White House and shit. I have a problem with that. Because while everybody else that's watching and looking at that sick-ass fucking video of a mentally deranged-ass individual who's saying that they had no choice in being what they are, you are the choice that you made. You do have a choice in that shit, and you did that shit. But what I want to say to the people that are looking at that shit and say, oh, my God, he does have a point. Maybe we should be nicer to them all. I just want to say, don't look at that motherfucker and from what he's trying to show y'all. Because the way he's talking, he's like, bump the children. He ain't helping if it's another Mike Brown or Trayvon and all that shit. He don't want to get involved. Don't call the gay community because y'all won't help the gay community. My thing is, don't look at that motherfucker like a woman. That's a nigga with a fucking wig talking. He's still a man because only a man would say and think the way that that motherfucker was talking about, forget the children. So you saying that your homosexual ass and the way you get to behave is more important than the safety of the children that have and make the babies. That's what you're saying. So y'all finna cause a whole fucking uprising with all y'all gay ass, and you stole the fucking rainbow, you bastards. I'm mad about that shit. Because rainbows are for little girls. Y'all little sorry ass. You stole the rainbow. You stole purple. You stole the triangle. You stole all this shit, man. I can't even play with it no more. Because I don't agree with y'all. But then you come in, and now it's an attack against the, now we got to be looked at funny because we still straight, because we're still mothers raising sons and daughters, because we're still ones that want this nation to keep going, because we still with nature. And we got to hear this nigga complain when you fucking confused and you want to blame it on everybody else and make everybody feel sorry for your ass. You didn't mean to do it, or you didn't know. You was a damn lie. You knew exactly what the fuck you were doing. You just jumped out the goddamn closet with a rainbow goddamn Superman cape on and fucked it up for everybody. I'm sick of this shit. I don't like this shit. God damn it. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. Coppola, your mic is open. How you doing tonight, man? Please change the subject. Is it a beautiful day up there or some shit? Fucking bullshit. Can you hear me, Coppola? Are you there? Okay, I guess she's still taking care. Oh, wait, hold on. You there? I'll open your mic.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm trying. I said I wasn't going to do this shit. I said I wasn't going to even mess with these goddamn fairies and shit. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of this. And everybody all over my page, because I knew people that were gay before gay was out there gay. I knew people that were gay when they were scared to come out the goddamn closet because they knew everybody in the neighborhood was going to whoop their ass. So now y'all motherfuckers got to get out of the closet free card and y'all flying all over this motherfucker. Fucking it up for everybody, dropping all your gay juice all on the ground and shit. I don't want to step in none of the shit. I'm just saying. And I got babies, you sick fuck. I don't want my babies looking at no bent brain ass nigga with a tutu on and some goddamn high heels with all them corns sticking out the top. I don't want that shit. But I got to be looked at sideways because of the way I feel. Fuck out of here. I'm sick of this shit. Y'all wanted me to talk about it. Damn it, I'm talking about it. And it seems that people tend to not like the way I say things. And don't ask me this shit, because it's an abomination. That's the way I see it. You there, co-host?
Yeah.
What do you think about these goddamn...
It truly is. Yeah. It truly is an abomination.
Frosted flake ass. You saw the White House?
You know, I never thought I'd see the day. That they would say a man and a woman can marry. You know, never thought I'd see that.
What?
You know, people been trying to come out the closet and, you know, they just, like, it's, you know, it's all right. I guess they really are tired of a lot of children being born. I guess. Because a woman and a man cannot make babies.
Right. That's
so when they adopt
nature.
All the babies, what's going to happen then? How you go, you know, what you going to do, artificial insemination?
Man, this whole shit's stupid. That's still against nature.
Stupid.
That's dumb as hell. That's dumb.
And then they want to sit up and holler Christianity and stuff and talk about, you know, all of us is created equal and we all have the same blood. But if they really are Christians or whatever they call themselves, and they read their Bible or their Bible, and it will tell them. They burnt up Sodom and Gomorrah. So, guess what's going to happen to the United States? Obama.
Yeah, and they know it. But they're not worried because they have places to go. It's the ones that's up
no,
here.
No, they can't run from the Most High. See,
up.
That's the only thing. They can't run from the Most High. I don't care if they got somewhere to go or they think they got somewhere to go. You can't hide. You can't run. When it's over and when it's all said and done, it's over. It's over.
Right. It just don't make no damn sense to me.
You might think you can hide.
It don't make
no
sense.
No, it don't make any sense. But look what's going on. Look what's been going on in the past 3 years.
Man, hell done broke loose. What in the hell is going on in 2015? That's what the name of the fucking show is. This shit is sick, man. And it's like they don't care about the children. They don't care about the
No, they killing the children too. They already killing the children. So you already know they don't care about the children. They're not trying to teach them. They're not trying to, you know, they're not trying to do anything with the children. They'd rather have them exterminated. They don't want children here. Period.
Yeah. Right. And my thing is this: if y'all gonna be gay, take your gay ass to goddamn Rainbow Island and all y'all motherfuckers fly the goddamn rainbow flag over that bitch at the same motherfucking time. Do not hinder those of us who want our children to remain pure. Do not hinder those of us who want our children to still be raised according to the laws of nature. Don't fucking impede y'all complaining and shit. We all, yeah, they want to accept us. Nigga, put your goddamn pants on and take the fucking dress off. I don't want my children seeing that shit. You talking about acceptance? You got to accept that things are the way that they are already Otherwise, you wouldn't be complaining about a change needing to be made, except the fact that a lot of us are not going to go with that shit. There are bloodlines in this bitch, right? If you are of the homosexual tribe, you are not of the same tribe as I am. It ain't got shit to do with me. That shit was written in the book before I even came here. I just happen to be a descendant of that same tribe. Now, I know you exist, and you know I exist. Don't throw your goddamn tutu and your fucking balloons on my side of the motherfucking fence. That's all I'm saying. And you ain't got to worry about me messing with you. But you keep your disease and shit away from me and my tribe. I don't want my boys in the head messed up thinking that it's okay to say to everybody outside that, oh, my God, I was born this way because I'm going to put my foot in your ass because you wasn't born that way. You wasn't born my foot in your ass either. But that'll be some shit that'll take place. I am not with it. I'm not with it. It's a way to do every goddamn thing. Y'all grown and y'all diseased and filthy spilling all over in the parking lot where my children play at. I don't like that. I don't like it. And now your goddamn president done made this shit legal. I kept telling y'all this man might have a face that look like y'all. But y'all have no idea who this man is. This man has shut down observatories. He has signed for the indefinite detention order on y'all ass, meaning they can lock you up right now, take you to a nondisclosed location. You will never get that one phone call or any of that. He's allowed for the poisoning of the food for you humans. You know what I'm saying? He's called all of y'all terrorists and shit. They about to do drills through 9 states now that are called terroristic states where they're going to be practicing on y'all asses. This is what the wonderful president with the black skin did. But see, y'all got caught in that color. Y'all didn't understand that it was a plan going on. It was some things being written that was being followed from way back when. And that they knew already if they kept that black face out, that all of y'all would be so happy to see a black face in, that a black face in could still orchestrate their rules and their will, and wouldn't be shit y'all would do about it. Because you wouldn't know to look at this man for who he is. Y'all just looking at him for the color of his skin. You don't know to look into him and where he come from and his skull and bone connection. You don't know that. But meanwhile, he just hung the flag for the whole United States that says to the other part of the world that we all agree with this bullshit.
And no, we all don't.
Right, but that's the way that they're going to look at us because they look at our president as one that represents the people. So they're going to think that this mug represents all of us and that all of us say it's okay. No, it's not okay. I don't agree with that shit. I don't agree with it. That's just my fucking opinion. And as far as y'all turning on the children and shit, like I said, all of y'all need to move to goddamn Rainbow Island. And y'all need to eat Monsanto product for the next 10 goddamn years. That's what y'all need to do. Because it's already written what it is about y'all. It's some shit in your DNA. It's genetics. It's some shit in your genes. And what's encoded in your genes does not mix with what's encoded in my genes. And those that are encoded with my DNA and my genes need to stand clear of those that are encoded with your DNA and your genes. So y'all stay y'all ass over there, and my folks will stay our ass over here. And that's the way it need to be. I don't like that shit. Anything you
want to
say about the co-host? I hear your background.
Like I said, it ain't too much you can say. You know, it's been coming. Now they done made this shit legal. You know, ain't nothing we can do or say about it. Really. They gonna do what the fuck they want to do. And we supposed to just accept it. They've been doing this shit. You already know what comes.
With that.
Disaster.
You know what I'm saying?
Disaster.
That's that shit. That's what I'm saying. But this whole continent now with that declaration, he just declared this mug Sodom and Gomorrah. And people got a problem with it, but it's the Christians that I've had, the faggot Christians with a problem with it. How the fuck you got, I ain't write the damn book. That goddamn other faggot wrote the book. Ain't that some shit? King James was a homosexual. Let me say it that way because I know I got a limit as to how many faggots I can use in one radio show. King James was a homosexual. he had, you know what I'm saying, had sex with his own mama, and he was a melanin recessive being, and he wrote a Bible, and it speaks against all the other homosexuals, and the homosexuals mad at the straight people. You need to be mad at that homosexual. You need to be mad at that homosexual who did that shit. Be mad at that homosexual that did that other shit to y'all. He the one who wrote the fucking book. We didn't write the book. He did. And he said even he don't like himself, obviously, because he ain't like y'all ass. Because he said that y'all asses were destroyed. You know what I'm saying? That's what's written in his version of the book. He didn't omit that shit along with the rest of the stuff that he was leaving out so y'all wouldn't know what the hell going on right now. He said that. Now they mad at me, though. You want to be mad at me? I ain't write your fucking book. I'm just here telling you, read your damn book. If you care about your soul, but like I say, every time the child of the Most High is born, there's a child of the devil that is born, too. These are devils in our faith talking this crap. You a devil. You a devil that was born a dude. You either love me so much or hate me so much that you want to be me. Either way it go, you still ain't me. You know what I'm saying? You're a badass replica of me. You know what I'm saying? You're a knockoff. And then you got the nerve to look at me and try to tell me what the hell I should be doing. When I'm the woman, you the man, nigga. Get the fuck off the bus. You don't even know what you're supposed to be doing as a man, nigga. How the hell a man gonna tell a woman what the hell she's supposed to do? Fuck out of here. So how the hell a man that want to be a woman gonna tell a woman what she's supposed to do? Man, y'all better go head on with that shit. Better stay on my Facebook with that shit before I open cans on all y'all ass. I've been nice to y'all because I know some of y'all. I ain't got to be nice to you with this sick shit you're doing. And everybody looking at this mother, oh, she got a price. She, this a fucking nigga with a Barbie doll hat on. It's not a she. You were born a man. You got testicles and things hanging and swinging and shit. It's an illusion. They got y'all trapped. They got y'all looking at it, and either you're going to sign with the masses or they're going to ostracize you, talk junk about you because you want to uphold the original laws. You want God's law, and man want the devil's law. So that's the battle that's going on this planet right now. And I'm just saying y'all really don't want that from me. Y'all don't want me to do it because I'll roast all y'all ass. Every last one of you with your sick shit. And well, somebody you mad? What does it say? Where it's written that I'm going to hell because I effed your brother? Yo, I want to just peel the Barbie doll wig straight off the screen at that moment. Like you know what I'm saying? You are nothing like a woman, honey. We are not that. Let me tell you something. Y'all can pop your neck and roll your eyes and snap in circles and do all these splits and dress like Beyonce and, you know what I'm saying, punch each other in the neck to remove your Adam apple and shit. You can pour hot wax on everybody and snatch it off with, you know what I'm saying? You can do all that stuff, but you're still not us. You're not us. You don't have the same genetic makeup that we do. You can do whatever you want to do to that Barbie doll version of a body you have. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be us. You'll never be us. You can't think like us. You can't outthink us. You know what I'm saying? Because you are a mental defect already. Something is wrong with you if you want to be something other than the way that you came here. That's the first problem. All of y'all need to be medicated, and all of y'all need to move somewhere in isolation so that you can be out of the eyes and the ears of those who care about the original order of shit. That's all I'm saying. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. And there's some people that like it good. That's on y'all. Y'all need to move next door. They can have Rainbow Island, and y'all can have the Rainbow Foothill. I don't give a damn. I just don't want y'all asses around me. And every time I see a motherfucking faggot, like that faggot that roasted that martyr bus driver, boo, it would have been a different fucking story. I would have put the martyr bus in park, and we would have had Comedy Central on that motherfucking bus. And I guarantee you would have thought twice about what the hell your original origin was when you got off that fucking bus. You wouldn't have roasted me like you did her. Because I like to talk loud and get all colorful and emotional and shit with your words and shit. But I hit you right in your Adam apple. I hit you right in your motherfucking Adam apple with these swords in my mouth. But you can talk all that illusionary bullshit you want to, nigga. You still a nigga. You still a man. You can go cut it off and put it in your your fucking pocket and walk around with it for 3 years and 2 months. You still a man, nigga. You still a man. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Tuck it. You can tuck it up in your own shit and sew that bitch up. You still a nigga. You still a nigga. Ain't nothing gonna change that. And you know what? Because nature is greater than you. The one that you got an issue with is greater than you. She said you born a man. You don't even have the devices that the women have. Yeah, you might have too much fucking cow milk in your system and shit. Your mama didn't know that you wasn't supposed to be eating all that church's chicken, so you got a little more estrogen, and you were born needing a size 36B bra and shit, but you still a boy. You still a boy. That's all I'm saying. You don't have what we have. Nature says so. Now, you can't kick your own ass. Go in the mirror, look at yourself, since you're mad at nature, because she's still going to beat you. I don't give a fuck what you wear, how much lipstick, how much weaves, how much wigs, how much none of that shit. She's still beating you. So stand in the mirror and whoop your motherfucking ass. That's how you beat nature. I'm going to give you the secret. All gay people need to go stand in the mirror right now and beat your own motherfucking ass. That's how you fight nature, because she did that shit to you. The only way to handle it is with your own self, sick fuck. Spreading this goddamn disease like radiation around this bitch. Sick of this shit. I don't like it. And I'm not agreeing with it. And I don't care what nobody say. I ain't never agreeing with it. That's all I'm saying. Sick ass fucking country, man. Everybody deserve to be who they want to be. Right. And if everybody deserve to be who they want to be, then I deserve to be who the hell I want to be and say, keep that shit away from me. Keep that shit away from around him. Don't come around him with it. I don't play with it. Keep that mess away from me. Whatever the language is that you humans need to hear to comprehend the words that I am saying. I do not agree with your way of life. I do not agree with your form of mental disability. Therefore, you know, I need for you to stay away from me. That's it. It's sick and it's foul. And it's against nature. But what you're going to do about it, and you can never outdo her. You can never, you can go away and come back born again, and you still can't outdo it. Because you're behind, you're a broken X chromosome. That's why you're mad. That's why you're mad. You fucked it up. You couldn't be that great. You couldn't be so awesome as to come here as a creator, as a God, as one who can do this shit all by herself, according to mitochondria DNA. Those of you who are mad at us, you couldn't be us. So now what? You're going to make a mockery? Out of us, please. I'll run circles around y'all ass with your lipstick. Got the game fucked up. Now, you can be who you want to be. Just do that shit away from me and keep that fucking bullshit off my page, man. Before I electrocute all y'all asses. Fuck out of here. Everybody got the right to be until God say so. Fuck around here. Fuck around. There's going to be some massive extermination type shit going on with y'all ass. Every fucking nigga wear the color pink gonna find theyself goddamn blowing up in this bitch. Y'all better get the fuck away from me with it. That's all I'm saying. Now you gay party. Y'all got Piedmont Park. You stole that shit from us. Piedmont Park, the biggest park in Atlanta. I used to love going down there to the damn ward. I can't even go feed the ducks and shit. I can't take my children to Piedmont Park now, you sorry sons of bitches. I'm sick of this shit. Now, I'm done ranting, and it's probably time to change the fucking subject. Co-host, are you there? Please tell me you're there, because I'm telling you, man. This is some crazy mess
I'm
have to deal
here.
With. Yeah, I'm done on that. I'm done. I don't care what nobody got to say. I took my stand on it. Thick-ass shit. Crazy. Gay America. Like, what the hell? No wonder they burning the flags and shit. Crazy. But on another note, you know what I'm saying? You got the Pope administering messages to you all. I'm going to step straight off the gay shit, go to straight another gay nigga. A gay motherfucker who play with little boys. But the Pope is making an announcement to y'all. And one of the things that I said to my Christian friends, because they try to say that we're building this wall, and I'm not building the wall. I just happen to be the one that saw the truth throughout the illusions and stuff. So I'm saying if the book says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Sabbath is on Saturday. That was a big argument even when I was in the church. there was a huge argument where even the people in my church, and I went to a Baptist and Holiness church, they started arguing about who was right about it. You know what I'm saying? Saying that people were wrong, that the Sabbath was actually on a Sunday. But now the Pope just made an announcement that says that they're the ones that altered the Sabbath for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That the Catholic Church did it, and that she did it with threat of hellfire. That she, you know what I'm saying, changed the Sabbath. And he says out of his mouth that the Sabbath day is Saturday. The original Sabbath is Saturday. So they have y'all worshiping the wrong thing and keeping holy the wrong day. They did it on purpose, though. It was intentionally done. And then you have the Pope saying that, admitting that there is no hellfire and that Adam and Eve isn't real. This is the Pope saying that. So if there is no hellfire, then when they changed the Sabbath day, what was the threat? Because they said with threat of hellfire, but now they're admitting that there is none. They know what's going on. They're playing games with y'all. They have desecrated and defiled all of our original ways of doing things and gave us this fake religion that is not working for us. And if you have somebody that has questions about it, they look at you sideways just because you ask a question. But why is it Bible study if you don't get to study? It's too late in the game for this, and they playing with y'all. They running circles around y'all, knowing that the masses is not going to wake up in time before they finish doing whatever it is that they're designing on y'all. Who knows what they're designing, right? Because who's paying attention? Nobody's paying attention. Everybody getting the new Jordans that just came out. That's what a dude just said to me yesterday. I said, nigga, you left behind. He looked at me so messed up. I knew he was left behind. He just had this stupid dud look on his face. Like, yep, left behind twice, ass nigga. Stay sad. That shit crazy. Like, slow, repetitive, redundant individuals. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. It's late in the day. All we got to do now is open up and read. Look, they're showing you everything. They don't care if you know now. They're saying they have gone so far in their plan to dumb everybody down and to take over everything that it don't even matter. Don't you want to know who you are? Wouldn't it matter to you if you knew that when you look in the mirror and you have melanin that you are a direct replica of that which is responsible for creating all things? Whereas you were taught something else. You were taught to give homage to something that looks like you that's different, though. It has a shell like you. It has a body like you, but it's different, though. The color is off. Why is the color off? You never want to ask these questions. Oh, it just don't matter. He made us all like rainbow Fruit Loops, just like the White House. No, that's not how that went. Y'all been lied to. And now they're trying to figure out a way to tell you the truth, and they don't know how to do it. They don't want you to lose your morals. What they don't want is for you to come kick their ass. I'm going to tell you the secret about it. They don't want you to get so mad that you come and you fuck them all up for this shit. They don't want you to do that. Right. But meanwhile, there are things that we're not in alignment with that are happening in these days and times that are for those people who look like me and you with melanin in our skin, and we don't even know. We're missing these things. We're missing them because we're not in tune with what is really going on. We're going to church on Sunday, which is the first day of the week, and we're worshiping a spook god. You don't even know what to do. You don't even know what to do. Meanwhile, those who do know that you don't know what to do are proclaiming to the rest of the world, hey, they don't know what to do, and we do know what to do, so we need to be these dumb niggas caretakers. And they running everything. Running circles around y'all. What they're trying to do is eliminate you so that they get to stay in power indefinitely. But no, if I say something like that, I got to be everything other than I am that I am. I'm saying to you, research yourself. Research your, everybody got grandmamas, great grandmamas, granddaddies. The disconnect, it just started. Now, there are some of us who still connect. We can reach back, and we know our way of life and their way of life never did match up. And look at how things were going then, and look at how things are now in response to each other and the way that we deal with each other. Yeah, it may have been hard times back in the, you know, day or whatever, but as a community, as a people, we knew who we were. And you better not speak out against our name. We're going to bust you upside your head. And that's the truth of the matter, but we lost that. Now it don't matter. It's okay. We all the same. No, we're not. We're not all the same. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the lies that's being told to all of the Most High's children. I'm sick of it. We've been lied to. We've been duped, y'all. And meanwhile, they're putting the rope around everybody. They're going to put that black against the white. They're going to use that. They're going to use all different types of things to peel everybody away and isolate everybody so they can come in and engulf everyone. That's the plan. Don't get caught up in no Confederate flag. I saw a post with a guy who worked for the police department, had on Confederate flag boxes, and they say he got fired. I mean, come on, that's the dumbest stuff ever. That's this dude's underwear. You know what I'm saying? And like one dude said, it was the battle flag. It wasn't even the flag that everybody was so-called upset with. Why y'all getting caught up in intangible things? Why y'all caught up in a flag? Why aren't y'all paying attention to what is actually going on? What is happening? Why they got y'all energy diverted on a flag? You know what I'm saying? What is the real deal that's going on? You got to know by now, when the media put out some stuff and got everybody's emotions in the uproar, you need to turn the other cheek and look the other direction. They hiding something from you. We coming up on July. A lot of things are written to happen in July, but how would you know? You waiting on them to tell you. If you waiting on them to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you years already too late on it. You years too late. Doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. We should be farther along. These children that are being born, these babies are wiser than us, man. You can't even get with these little people. You can't get with them. You can't even have a conversation with them because they look at you like you retarded. Like, what are you talking about? They got the straight zip line from A to Z. And we still stuck on C. Everything we see, we got to see it first. We got to see it first. Let me see. Let me see. These babies are already beyond us, and they're wondering why we are not ushering in them in the way that we're supposed to. Why is Will Smith's children, even though I don't know what realm they're in right now, why is his children the only ones that's dealing with alchemy? Why are his children the only one deal with whatever titles y'all choose to put on these babies, indigo and all of that stuff? Why is it only him? Y'all watch his movies, Men in Black and all that. None of that makes you think, huh? Why? Why are they the only ones doing it? We too busy giving them this same repetitive stuff. These children are ready for a spiritual awakening. These children want to know what it is inside of their DNA that has them asking these questions of self. And the parents are not in position to give it to them, and that's what makes no sense. And then when you have people that are in position to give it to them, you got the whole world that's going to shut it down because they don't want you to know. They want you to allow them to keep doing what they're doing while they run this whole planet into the ground. Like, literally, they are crumbling this whole planet that we're on. Literally. But who cares, right? It's God, we all got to go someday. 347-850-1049 is a call-in number. Callers that are on the line, if you want to add to or, you know, what's being said or if you got a comment or a question or something, just hit one on your phone keypad and I'll open the mic up for you. Copper Lights, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, anything that you want to speak about that's going on in 2015, I think I'm going to take a break from the mic because I'll be preaching, put on a fucking robe in this bitch. It won't be rainbow, though. Y'all stole that motherfucker. Goddamn nerd. Sorry, I'm back.
The only other thing besides the gay pride parades and shit going on is all the killing that's going on between all these young people. and, you know, making, they think it's all right to, you know, be killing each other and getting pregnant, having babies. You know, they think it's all right for all that shit. And just like you said, you know, looking at every damn thing that's going on in the world, they ain't paying no attention.
Right. And it's sad. It's too, we don't need that.
You got people tripping over, you know, stupid ass shit. You know, for no reason. You know, just like my brother, he up there tripping. It's dumb ass shit.
What do they call it? Climate change or climate something was the word that they use. Climate something.
I'll call it stupidity. Because it don't make no sense. You know, ever since I've been here, ever since I've been back home, I've been cooking every day. Never once said anything. And I, you know, I hate to just say that shit on the radio. But it is what it is.
Well, this is it. That's what's up.
You know, but, you know, I've been back home and I've been cooking every day. I ain't said shit about nobody eating nothing, even though I didn't pay for anything, but still. Now, as soon as he cooks, he want to fuss and, you know, talk shit. Why? That's just dumb. Everybody in the house got to eat. Just as long as you leave something for my mother to eat. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but that makes no sense, though. You know, and I don't know what's up with people, why they feel like, maybe it's because they have nothing else to guard, that they have to guard the food, or maybe they think it's just going to all go away, not paying attention that it does have an expiration date anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't comprehend that, and everybody's in one house, how some can eat and others cannot. I don't know what that is. That's beyond me. But you're right. That's not something that you should really be putting your energy into these days. There are a lot of other things that are going on. You know what I'm saying? Besides who's eating or who, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But it's a climate. I think they said it was climate change. But whatever they said it was, you know, it's imminent. The change is imminent, meaning that people are going to be responding the way that we're seeing these things happen. And what's interesting, I hadn't got to the bottom of it yet, but I'm still looking, is I need to find out how it was that they knew that this was going to happen and what it was that they did. You know what I'm saying? To test it and find out what is it that they're talking about. That's what I need to get down to. How are they knowing that the people's mental states are going to be altering themselves?
Now, like I said, it's just crazy. And it just seems like everybody's just losing their mind.
That's
for no reason.
People are going to return to their animalistic state. That's what they said. They're going to become animals and arguing and fighting and killing each other. Like, how do you know shit like that? Did you put a button? You know what I'm saying? Are y'all putting those nanobots inside the food? And then you're going to hit a button and everybody going to, you know, activate crazy? I mean, I want to know what it is that has been done that is making them be able to know that the mental states of people are about to go into a decline.
Well, it's already happened.
It's going to get worse. These things are written already. It's going to get worse. You know what I mean?
You know, it seems like it. It don't make no sense. You know, just to listen to all that, you know, nonsense. Over food.
Right. Maybe he was having a bad day. Did he have a bad day earlier?
I don't know. I don't care. You know, still. That's just dumb.
And, you know, he's going to pick on my son.
He did what?
He just want to pick on my son. You know, just try to make a difference or whatever.
Right. Well, do you have sage?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to burn some.
That's the first step in bringing about a change immediately. You know what I mean? You got to start using the alchemy there. Because it looked like he go up and down. You know what I'm saying? Up and down, or in and out. Depending, his day is weighed by the actions of it. You know what I'm saying? He's not a centered person. So if somebody pisses him off outside, he'll be pissed off inside. You know what I'm saying? The house is what I mean. However that goes. So that is what you're looking at.
You know, like I said, everybody up here, it's going through, like everywhere else. And there's really no money here. At least you can, you know, at least do something to make money there. You know.
Right. You know, also.
Yeah.
Right. I hate that. I hate when you're in an area where you can't, you know what I'm saying, branch out because of the mentality of the beings around you. But what you know to be true is that you create what you need. You have to create what you need. It doesn't even matter. You can be the only person on the planet, and you can still create what you need. You just haven't done that because you hadn't settled enough yet. It's a lot going on for you, too. But you can create what you need out of thin air. And you know how to do it. And that's the missing element of these days for everyone that has that ability and is not. And if everyone that has an ability does, it will help balance things out. At least it'll be a calm time where you won't hear a whole lot of chaos being broadcast out from people on the news, you know, any of that. I don't like it. That's all I got to say about it. I don't like that the ones, you know what I'm saying, that are asking for change and, you know, are being allowed to make it be that it overpowers what was already in existence. I don't like it. It's like that further proves what their whole motive was to come and just take everything and upset everything. Anything that's the Most High, they are against. Regardless of what name you put to it. You know what I'm saying? Anyone that is for doing things for the whole, making things better, life, love, live, laugh, anyone that is for that, they are against. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're seeing. Yeah. On another note, you know, another thing that I noticed that I'm really tired of, well, I don't have to deal with it. It's just that, you know, it is what it is. These people are just fucking stupid, man. These fucking dudes, the men that have not been taught. Let me make an announcement to you all. You men who have not been taught by your mothers the way that you're supposed to deal with the sisters, the women, you know what I'm saying, period, I'm allergic to you. I'm going to need for you to stay away from me, too, just like the ones that stole the rainbow. Stand clear of me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of dumb individuals, man. This dude, I'm at the store with this dude. I get this. Here we go, right? At least I flipped the script. I get a call to ride to a grocery store with somebody, and I'm in my own zone. I'm home by myself, don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do because, you know, I'm so used to having things already lined up. So I agree to go. In transit to see this person, and I get there, I see somebody that I know, and I speak to this person, you know what I'm saying, because we have history together about a particular business situation. this dude has an attitude. That's my first flag. You know what I'm saying? Your bitch nigga sock done came out your pocket, and I'm able to see it. I don't like that, and we in public. So I go in the store, and I put my little one thing in this little basket that I want. I told him, first off, you need a buggy. But what do I know? I'm just a woman, right? So I said, you need a buggy. The dude didn't listen to me, I guess, because I'm a woman, get a basket. Now he got too much stuff. So now he's asking me, I got my coffee in my hand, my purse on my arm, a cigarette in my hand, and now he asked me to get bread. I'm holding the bread. I go to walk to the checkout. He mad, obviously. So he still goes to a different line. All kind of little gay-ass shit I'm seeing, right, from a supposed-to-be man. So I put the bread up on the thing. I go outside, and I go light my cigarette. Of course, the folks that I know is going to come to me because we got history of another business deal, right? So we're just talking. Took this other dude a long time to come out of the store. By now, I'm through. I'm dabbing my cigarette out. You know, he comes out the store, rushes past me, goes to the car, you know what I'm saying? He got like maybe 3 bags in the buggy. I see him. You know, I tell my partner, look, I'm going to holler at you in a minute on that. I'm going to need you to holler at me in the morning, this, that, and the other, and I go to the car. When I get to my house, which is interesting that we pull right up in front of my door, I said, yo, can I get out of the bag? And he was like, no, you got that. I said, oh, I get it. So you are a bitch-ass nigga. I said, you ain't just a lame-ass nigga or uneducated-ass nigga or a nigga who ain't been taught by your mama or no shit like that. You a bitch-ass nigga. I said, I get it. I said, but I don't do those. I said, I just need you to know I don't need shit from you. I didn't even need the whole fucking trip to the goddamn store with your punk ass. But I'm a grown-ass motherfucker. So if I see somebody that I know outside, and I'm talking to that somebody I know outside, you're supposed to be a grown nigga, too. You need to shut your fucking mouth while I'm talking to the people that I'm talking to. Don't show your panties out here in the parking lot in front of me and my folks. You're embarrassing me. Because now I got to look at this dude like I don't even know why I'm in the car with this individual. And that's me, because I'm going to shine on you right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull your panties up and make it a wedgie on you because I don't appreciate it. Don't do that. I'm grown. Whatever little mental issues you got where you feel like you got to have control over somebody or whatever position you are confused about, it doesn't work here. So, you know, I notice it's a lot of that. I get a lot of calls about individuals like that that are out there doing it to the women like that. You know, so I'm saying, would y'all please stop it? We don't like it. We are our own beings. We're going to do what we want to do. Can you please stop that? Stop showing your panties while we out. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. We got less than a minute left on the show. If you want to hear the remaining 30 minutes, you're going to have to call in on the line. Any of the callers that want to get in, push 1 on your keypad and open up your mic. But yeah, I just think that it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? I do cool to keep my realm clear. You know what I'm saying? The shit, especially retarded shit. I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes to deal with special needs individuals and shit. I don't have that. Whatever that is, I ain't got it. So you got some, you know what I'm saying, crazy issues and shit, keep them to yourself. Stay away from me. You know, I don't argue about needless, useless stuff. It's crazy at this point in time. It's other things that we should be focused on. Yeah. Co-host, you with me? We don't have any questions, man. I don't know. I think that's about it. I don't really have a whole lot of other things to say. What you say?
No, I was just telling you I was still here.
Yeah.
Muting my phones.
Right.
So, you know, there's
a lot of death. I heard you mention death. There is a lot of death. But I think that this is the time that is written, and I saw a sign in the sky, and that was a lady, I think I told you about it, that was going into the wilderness preparing to give birth. That's what I was allowed to behold, and that's what I heard when I saw it. But what I did not do yet was look in Revelations to see what verse that is, you know, or why it was said to me that way, or why it was shown to me that way. But if y'all keep your eyes on the skies, I guarantee you, you're going to see some amazing things. Because I've been seeing some things that I really just can't explain. And not that I would care to, but it's just really, I would say keep your eyes on the sky. In the daytime and in the shadow. How does the sky look up your way?
It's been cloudy.
You still on mute? Cloudy?
No, it's cloudy.
Interesting. Yeah, you should do that sky gazing thing.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, because I also saw the first time that little sphere with the rainbow that's actually the whole sphere. I shared it on the Facebook page. It's like a rainbow at Niagara Falls or something is the title. You know what I'm saying? But you can see that the rainbow is one whole big ball. It's not just the little arc that everybody sees. It's a whole entire sphere. So the part that you see is just part of it. You got to look at it as one big ball because that's what it is. So I thought that was amazing. Yeah. Well, co-host, you got anything else to say? I don't know. I think I'm pretty much out of it. Out of comment, I just wanted to touch on them because people keep coming to me with it. Like they, you know, really want to hear how I feel about it. And I keep saying, y'all don't want to hear my shit. Just leave me alone. But they won't leave me alone. So there it is.
Well,
still got a right to be.
They must be all right with it because they ain't called in and said nothing.
Right, after asking me to do it. So, I mean, it is what it is. It would have been interesting, though, to hear somebody's perspective on it. You know, it would have been interesting to hear somebody step up on the mic in honor of it to say why, you know what I'm saying, they're celebrating it, why they think it's such a good thing, and to explain to me, what about your soul? Or where is that part written? What book are you reading that explains to you what happens to your soul? You know, can you just show it to me? Because I don't know it. No one wants to come forward.
Ain't him on the phone? No.
But at least you're listening. So that's what's up. I have love in my heart for everyone. I just think that there is an order to things. And when things are out of order, which is what I call this whole shenanigans that's going on now, out of order, then I have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I did well not knowing what your orientation was. I did fine with that because my children don't have to know. And they do fine with that. I want my children to still be children. I want them to know what I know, what I want them to know, not what you want them to see. You don't want to even take the responsibility of having children, of fathering and mothering children. You don't want to do it. So then why hinder those of us who do want to do it? Because you were once a child yourself, regardless of what happened to you that made you make that choice, because you still made a choice, and I'm going to hold your ass accountable for it. You ain't going to blame that on some old magic juice that somebody drank. That shit is either in your DNA or it was a choice that you made. It's still in your DNA. It has to be an activator in there. Still a choice. You don't have to. You can see antifreeze and think that it's sweet. You don't have to choose to drink it, but that's what you choose. You say you couldn't help it. That's bull. Everybody's in control of themselves. You only do what you want to do, and that's the bottom line, unless somebody put a gun in your head. And that's how I see that. You know what I'm saying? Take responsibility for your actions. Don't go pushing it off into some fairy tale ism. You chose that. So, you know what I'm saying? Be proud of the fact and stand on the fact that you chose that. And that's your choice. And I'm choosing not to choose that. And that's my choice. And that's all. All right, co-host, I guess I'm done with this show. You understand? I don't know. I can't seem to catch 11 o'clock lately. I've been, you know what I'm saying, going to bed around 7. I went to rest 9 o'clock in the a.m. It's like, what is going on? And I wake up around 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm up again until daylight. It's like, I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? My eating habits have shifted. I don't even really eat. I stay on that coffee, though, you best believe it. I'm on that coffee, but the food thing is like, I don't really have to have it. And when I do have it, like fruit, I don't mind, and it's interesting. And I'm not the only one that's experiencing that. So I would say to everybody who's listening for that, you know, that spiritual wrap-up, like, stay in tune with what's going on. You know, decrease that which you know you're not supposed to be doing anymore, and increase that which you know you should be doing for you as it applies to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I would say, ultimately. And for those of us who are here to battle, it's battle time. And that's what's going on right now. We're fighting. And what my co-host says, there's going to come a time where the straight people going to be attacked by the homosexual community. Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, a whole pack of them just going to be coming down the street jumping on people. Like, you know what I'm saying, slapping us in a circle and shit, and I ain't with it. I'm not with that. You know, I'm not with it. So for those of us who do what we do, this is the time to do what you do, if you do it. And if not, just back to your regularly scheduled programming. Any closing words, Papa Locks? Because I got this brand new drink that my friend brought me. And it's called Mix Fusions Moscato. And that stuff is the bomb. I said, new favorite drink. And, you know, between that and my usual, I think I'm in a journey headed somewhere.
No, I got my little buzz.
Huh?
No, I got my little buzz ball going on, so.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. We need to do a private show or just a show, a recording, and just a joning session. And we just jone all these motherfuckers. We ain't going to broadcast it, but we're going to damn show at it. Okay, that's right. I'm feeling the mix already. All right, Colin, man, it was a cool show. You know what I mean? I appreciate all of you tuning in. And like I say, my feelings are mine. And I did put the disclaimer out on Facebook a long time ago. Whereas everybody around me has been being accepted for who they are. And now, you know, I'm just revealing who I am. And you don't have to like it, but you have to respect that shit. And that's the bottom line. Because I ain't fucking with most of this shit y'all doing. 99% of the shit. I'm still trying to decide on whether or not to call the force in and destroy all the humans or not. I ain't made my decision yet, so y'all still got time for those of y'all who are straddling the fence on what y'all need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? If I call them boys in, Mikael, they won't come shut it down. That's going to be a wrap for y'all. All right, co-host, man, I appreciate you joining me here. I got some research to do. So I can stay 19 steps ahead of the devil and see what it is that they have, you know, and I'll start showing, you know, what I'm seeing every day, you know what I'm saying, on the night shows. Like, oh, yeah, the vortex that opened up, y'all can check that out for people who are looking for info. It was a vortex that opened up in the lake in Texas, I think it was, and Lake Michigan has methane gas leaking out. They don't know what the heck is going on. They can't contain it. But methane gas is leaking out of Michigan Lake. What else is happening on the planet? I think that's pretty much it so far. Oh, they said that NASA removed that little black square for all of y'all who have been looking at Google Sky and y'all been seeing block images. For those of you who have been looking for the image of what they call Nibiru, and it was just a black sky at the coordinates, If you go back in now and put your coordinates back in, they have now removed those black boxes so that you can see the things that they were hiding. I would say that ought to be fun for y'all to do. You know what I'm saying? That was new. You know what I'm saying? What else is new here? That's all I see at the moment. But on tomorrow, I'll have more because I'm about to work on an update so I can keep y'all posted because I think that we're going to be moving swiftly through some changes over the next few weeks. That's just what I think, but, you know. All right, Copper Locks, if you ain't got nothing else to add, I'm going to close this show out. You good?
No, I ain't got nothing else to add.
That's what's up. I don't know. I like this Strictly for his guards, but I like this war song, too. Since we at war, I'm going to close it with this war song. I can't help it. It's just in my blood. Thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all tomorrow at 1 of the 11, either 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., either, you know, or either just 11 p.m. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Catch y'all on the next show. Peace.
Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna, we on this cruise to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. I just met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like stewing instead of turning the other cheek.
Hey.
We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets.
Because that war. We got bullets, we got guns, that's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs, that's that war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. Better not come around and slum unless you want war.
Shout out Army, kicking shit like Jeff Hardy. All my niggas animals, cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour, through these slums, they left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal, like Grand Theft, niggas pest, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. This is where we dropping bombs, Atlanta stand, I waste some time.
Got that war, we got bullets, we got guns, got that war. We gon' send them for your lungs, got that war. We got swords on our